Hello, I am Bishop Esther from Evangel Chapel in Africa. This is my gospel podcast. I am speaking on the judgment of the world as a continuation of my message on the end times. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:30 that the Lord shall judge his people. So all men will appear before God for that judgment someday. And God will judge the world in righteousness through the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he sent to save the world from the final judgment. However, the judgment of God will be reserved for the people who have opposed him and who have rejected his free gift of salvation in Christ, which is offered to us by his mercies. The Lord Jesus has been appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. Acts 10:42. All the people who have died from the beginning of this world will be raised to life to stand before God in judgment. Revelation 20:12. They will be judged according to their conduct or works, which are written in the books of God. They will also be judged for their response to the gospel or the words of salvation from the Lord Jesus. He said in John 12:48, "The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him on the last day." The words of Jesus came to us from our Father in heaven so that we could believe in them and have eternal life. Sinners are not righteous in the sight of God, and he knows everything, including all our secret sins. The Bible tells us, for instance, that God will judge the fornicators and adulterers, Hebrews 13:4. The Lord Jesus also stated that the very words that we speak, every idle word shall be judged. So men are living before the eyes of the great God who sees everything and who will judge all our actions. The sinners can be saved by trusting in Jesus. Those who belong to Jesus are declared as righteous by God, and they will be spared from the coming judgment because the Lord Jesus took the punishment for their sins when he died on the cross. So God will no longer punish believers for their sins, for they have been made right with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to remember that we are living under the eyes of God. And so the sinner is to turn from his sins and to accept Jesus so he can live as a child of God. I invite all sinners to receive the forgiveness of sins that God has offered freely to us because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, I repent of my sins and I accept Jesus as my Savior. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses me from all my sins and saves my soul from the coming judgment. Please grant me your Holy Spirit to help me to the end and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of God. Please join a Bible believing church and learn how to grow as a Christian. My numbers are 08105457051, 08105457051, or 08056508783, 08056508783. My code is +234. You can also email me on esther@yahoo.com. Esther@yahoo.com. God bless you.